So just to share one last vart for the evening.
Thank God.
I quote here, Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful idea. And I quote, he writes in the Kutei Halachos, he says, "B'yamim noraim, anachnu osim milchama im yetzahara amalek." He says, "Yamim noraim, Shana Yom Kippur, we do milchama, we do war with the yetzahara, with the evil inclination that he calls amalek." Ubisukos anuzochim livnos dvarim shibik. I'm sorry. He says, let me read it again. Kol yimei rashad yom kippurim, hayon lechama gidola ben Yaakov Esav. This is more precise lashon. All of the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they're days of war, great war between Yaakov and Esav. Va'achar yom kippurim, and what happens after Yom Kippur? V'Yaakov nasa sukosa. Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, according to Pasuk in the Torah. So the Rebbe writes, "Sheikar bechinas klal Yisrael, mastirin atzman besoch hasukkah haknosha." Klal Yisrael literally envelops or hides itself within the Sukkah. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is mamish a war between Yaakov and Esau. It's a war with Amalek. And then after Yom Kippur, we go into the protective embrace of the Sukkah. And Rabbi Nachman goes on, that's a quote from the Tzar. And the Rebbe explains so beautifully the following idea. He says, the essence of Yamim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is a struggle with the Yetzirah. What we have to confront are our frailties, our failures, our proclivities, our inclinations, and we have to try to do battle with them. Really, so much of Yamim Noraim is facing my demons. We each have things that we struggle with. We each have battles that we wage. Some of us on a daily basis, some of us on an hourly basis, some of us on a moment-to-moment basis. That's the war with Amalek that we wage each and every day. And over Yamim Noraim, in Yeretz Hashem, we find the strength to wage that battle, to be successful in that battle against our Esav, against our Amalek. And then writes the Rebbe, something amazing happens. V'Yaakov Nasa Sukosa. If the Yamim Noraim is about fighting and overcoming and vanquishing our Yetzihara, Sukkah represents the ability to create Kedusha in this world. Bless you. Because what is a Sukkah? A Sukkah is some boards, it's some canvas, and suddenly again you put on a schach on it, you put on some bamboo, and what happens, like the Gemara says, Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. A Sukkah that is made from those basic of materials suddenly is endowed with incredible holiness. That's the power of the Jew. I could take the most mundane, I could take the most simple things, I could take the most ordinary things that exist in this world that seem devoid of any type of special holiness, and Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. I can vest it with holiness. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about fighting Amalek, about fighting Esau, about confronting the evil which resides inside of each of us. Sukkis is about recognizing our ability to create holiness in this world. Our ability to infuse holiness, to infuse spiritual beauty into even the most mundane things in this world. That, says the Rebbe, is after Yaakov fights Esav, the Pasuk says, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukosa. What does Yaakov do after he overcomes Esav? What does Yaakov do after he overcomes Amalek? He goes to build his Sukkah. Sometimes we think that the creation of Kiddusha, the creation of holiness, is the domain of Tzadikim, is the domain of great people. But what we forget is that each of us constructs a Sukkah. You know what the halacha is? If you go home tonight and you say to yourself, you know what, it's been raining for the last 73 years. So the truth is, let me take down the Sukkah. I've been meaning to put an addition onto my house or build a deck or whatever else. I'll get more use out of it. Then what's the halacha? The halacha is you can't touch your Sukkah. I mean, you could touch it, you could repair it, but you can't repurpose that wood, you can't repurpose that bamboo over the course of Yom Tov. Why not? Because it's vested with Kiddusha. Why is it vested with Kiddusha? Because I infused it with Kiddusha. Because I put it up. Because I sanctified it. We have the ability to create holiness in this world more than we could imagine. During the rest of the year, the wood is just wood, the canvas is just canvas, and the bamboo is just bamboo. It's ordinary. But yet, when I prepare it for the Yom Tov of Sukkos, I transform it into a Chefetz Shel Kedusha. I transform it into an item that possesses incredible and overwhelming and untouchable and unalterable sanctity. That's the power of the Jew. And if we bring these things, two things together, we realize that life is this incredible dialectic. Life is the two sides of this coin. Every single day we have to fight against Amalek, the Rebbe says. Every single day we have to confront our demons. And every day we have to confront our challenges. And every single day we have to face our frailties and try to find a way, if not to overcome them, at least to keep them in check so that they can't overcome us. But that's only one part of life. That's defensive spirituality. There's offensive spirituality, not offensive spirituality, but offensive spirituality. Where ultimately it's not just about fighting back my Yetzirah, but it's about creating holiness in this world. And says the Rebbe, on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, the same way I created holiness in my Sukkah, the same way I transformed ordinary materials into Dvarim Shebekdusha, into instruments of holiness, I have to think about how I'm going to do that in the rest of my life and over the course of the year. How am I going to infuse holiness into my marriage? How am I going to infuse holiness into my home? How am I going to infuse holiness into my workplace? How am I going to infuse holiness into my children? How am I going to infuse holiness into my mornings, into my afternoons, into my evenings? How am I going to infuse lasting holiness into my persona, my personality, my gestalt, my essence? If I could transform wood, canvas, steel, and bamboo into items of Kedusha, then says the Rebbe, imagine what we could do with ourselves. We should be Zilchem Yeretz Hashem to internalize these beautiful words of the Rebbe. Give his neshama an aliyah, and give our lives an aliyah as well.
Amen.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach to everyone. Time is beautiful. A good night.
You have the Rebbe. Don't get up. I'm purposely not stand. No, you can't. You get up every single person.
Start the party now.
Let's finish the bottles.
There you go.
Can you read the whole song?
Every year you're pushing me off another year. Come on, Yasso. really for real.
The adventure park thing cigar.
I don't know. I told you.
Why would I? What did I do for that?
I sponsor that.
I don't sponsor anything anymore.
Why?
Scale back. Too much. Overhead.
Well,
fine. You can come back and rep.
Titty da da. Yasso, you know David?